All right, so I've been thinking about this a lot lately. The word agent gets thrown around constantly now, but I'm not sure most people actually know what separates an AI agent from, say, just asking ChatGPT a question.
Right, and that distinction really matters. The key idea is that a standard chatbot is essentially reactive. You give it a prompt, it gives you a response. One turn, done. An agent is something fundamentally different.
So what makes it different? Is it just that it does more steps?
More steps, yes, but that's almost too simple. The real shift is in orientation. A chatbot is instruction-oriented. An agent is goal-oriented. You hand it a high-level objective, and it figures out the path to get there without you holding its hand at every turn.
So how does it actually figure out that path?
This is where the perceive-reason-act loop comes in. Think of it as the engine. The agent first perceives information from its environment. That could be a web page, a database, a file, whatever. Then it reasons about what to do next. Then it acts. And crucially, that action changes the environment, which feeds back into the next perception.
So it's a loop, not a line. It keeps cycling.
Exactly. And each cycle updates its understanding of where it is in the task. That's what allows it to handle multi-step processes, things like researching a topic, drafting a report, and then sending it without a human prompting each individual step.
For example, suppose someone asks an agent to book the cheapest flight to Berlin next month. A chatbot tells you how to search. An agent actually searches, compares, and, depending on its permissions, books it.
That's a clean example. And notice what the agent needed to do that. It needed to use external tools, search engines, APIs, maybe a calendar. The loop alone isn't enough. The agent has to be able to reach outside itself.
Wait, but that assumes the model already knows how to use those tools. How does that actually work?
Good catch. There's a mechanism called function calling. It gives the language model a structured way to request that an external program perform an operation. The model doesn't execute the code itself. It asks for the result, gets it back, and folds that into its next reasoning step.
So the LLM is really the reasoning core, not the whole system.
Precisely. The LLM handles reasoning. Around it, you have planning, breaking the goal into a sequence of actions. You have memory, both short-term, like what's happened in this task so far, and long-term, stored externally and retrieved when needed. And you have tool use. Strip any of those out, and the agent gets significantly weaker.
Now, there's a question that I think our listener, someone like Alina, who's been thinking about alignment, would immediately raise here. Is the agent actually making choices, or is it just a more elaborate deterministic script?
Honestly, that's the sharpest question in this whole space. And the honest answer is, it's both, depending on how you define choice. The agent is not conscious, it's not self-aware. A system can be fully agentic, planning, acting, recovering from errors, while being produced by a fixed model combined with prompts, tools, memory, and an execution controller. No magic required.
So the autonomy is real, but it's not the kind philosophers argue about.
Right. The autonomy is architectural. The agent can pursue a goal across many steps, adapt when something fails, and use tools to get information its training never contained. That's genuinely powerful and genuinely risky, which is why safe deployment means controlling permissions, monitoring behavior, and always having a way to interrupt.
The takeaway for anyone trying to understand this space: the chatbot answers, the agent acts, and that loop, perceive, reason, act, is what makes the difference.
Well put. And in our next lecture, we move into the engine room, the specific components that make this autonomy work in practice. Memory architectures, planning strategies, how agents recover when things go sideways. The loop is the concept. Next time we look at the machinery inside it.